I mentioned that humility doesn't necessarily mean thinking I am so fallen. It means that, because that's the, you know, Prabhupada says, do not be anxious to have the satisfaction of being honored by others. That's humility. But then acharyas also talk about in their songs that, you know, I am so fallen, I am so, this amara jeevan sada paape rata. Yeah, I would say that we always have to have a holistic picture of any acharya. Holistic picture means that, yes, an acharya has written songs like this, but then we look at the acharya's life also. And what do we see? Bhakti Vinod Thakur, when he is, say, expounding Siddhanta, for example, he's writing Chaitanya Shikshamrita, or he's writing Jaiva Dharma, you know, he's writing in an authoritative tone, not in a dominating tone, but still, you know, people, a person who is reading that book can see, you know, this is an intelligent person, he's a well-read person, and he is writing. So there he doesn't, I am so fallen, I am so sinful. So I would say there is, just like we said, devotion can be emotion, devotion can also be seen as dedication. Somebody may not be just dancing, you know, that famous pastime of Prabhupada when Prabhupada's servant, I think Shuddhakirti Prabhu, someone, he asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, whenever you go to any place, the devotees welcoming you are just dancing and they are crying tears. When you are leaving, and they are also devotees are dancing and crying tears. I am constantly with you, but I don't cry any tears. What? Prabhupada, but you are serving me. So Prabhupada considered that service attitude, the dedication, as an equally, if not more important, symptom of devotion. So devotion can be emotion, devotion can also be dedication. So same way, humility can be an emotion, which is expressed fervently through some songs at particular times. But that is not the only form of humility. Humility can also be a disposition where one feels dependent on Krishna. One feels that it is Krishna. Without Krishna's guidance, I cannot speak anything, I cannot write anything. But thereafter, one actually speaks. And after one actually speaks determinedly, confidently, persuasively. So we shouldn't stereotype humility. Basically, the acharya, that is, even acharya's life also, that is humility, I am very fallen. But is that the only thing that they are saying? Is that the only mood that they are having? No, even Krishnadaskara Goswami, he does say that, you know, I am so fallen, I am more fallen than a worm in a stool. But then look at the many other places, speaking strongly, condemning this Siddhanta, even condemning some other deviant Vaishnava or whatever. It's true. So it's not we can't stereotype humility, that's the main point. And so for us, functionally, there are moments when we feel like that also. No, we feel very fallen. But we don't live in the kind of culture which the acharyas were living in. We live in a culture where many people have enormous self-esteem issues. Many people have huge inferiority complex. And that is because this world is far more competitive than it was. In fact, the whole term inferiority complex is 100-150 years old. It's only when the urbanized society came up that people were exposed to far more people than in the past. And because of the excessive exposure to many other people, you know, there's too much competition. So there is a whole other kind of psychological issues that people are facing. And in trying to simulate or trying to apply that kind of humility that I am so fallen, people may just either have psychological issues, or when we speak like that, people may think that we have psychological issues. So we have to be careful both in our own application and our own and perception by others. So I would say at our level, in today's world also, people appreciate humility in the form of team spirit. That is one way. I have a question on my website right now. How can we apply humility in a professional environment today, in the job setting? So in a team spirit, people appreciate. If there is a team and four or five people are working, if I just, you know, this is the only way to do it. No, people don't like it. If you have a team spirit, you hear some other suggestion also, you take it when it is good. That is also humility at one level. That's something which people can appreciate. So another way I explain humility in Gita Dilya article is humility means to not let our ego come in the way of our purpose. So our purpose is to serve Krishna, and if that requires us to take a humble position, we'll take that in terms of just accepting somebody else's opinion. That requires us to establish our opinion strongly, we'll do that also. Okay? Thank you. Hare Krishna.